Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 5th, 1952, the news announcing the commencement of the 1952 sugar crop in Barbados was highlighted in the Advocate. With the turn of a new year, the harvest of the island's most valuable crop, sugar, was geared to start that very month. Sugar manufacture occurred during the first 5 months of the year, a process which included the weighing of cane loads, the crushing of the crop, after which the cane was passed under rollers in the mills to extract the juice. The 1951 harvest had been impressive, a record high of 180,000 tons, and as a result, the crop season extended into June. Perhaps with hopes of besting the previous year's record, some of the island's factories were already geared and ready to commence the 1952 crop season by January. The first of the blocks was to be Spring Hall Factory in St. Lucie, which was scheduled to begin grinding canes just 2 days later on January 7th. Jones River Factory was not to be left too far behind, with them commencing their grinding on January 21st, with plans of manufacturing dark crystal sugar and the highly anticipated syrup. In fact, the sugar industry was quite diversified by the 1950s, with products such as dark crystal sugar, molasses, muscovado, and white crystal sugar being exported. To confirm their readiness was Mr. Husbands, attorney for Joe's River Sugar Estate Limited, who stated confidently that the young cane crops are fully established and potash about to be applied. Potash was key to increasing the crop's resistance to drought or disease and to improve its overall quality. He also made mention of new upgrades made to their system, from the construction of new roads to the repairing of old ones, and even the building of bridges to move canes to Joe's River. Their 1952 crop was promising to be the most successful yet. With the need to transport the canes between various factories, it was imperative that transportation routes be improved. Despite the previously mentioned upgrades, the upcoming crop season would not be a success without the work of the laborers. These diligent individuals were at that time applying manure, so that by the time the crop officially started, all hands would be on deck for cutting and heading the canes. With this 1952 sugar harvest, the factories in the parish of St. Joseph were leading the charge. All prepped and ready to go at the end of January were Fraser's, Mellows, Springfield, Harshill, and Joe's River, just to name a few. On the other hand, there was likely going to be a delay at a few of the other factories, with the primary reason being the need for new machinery. According to the Advocate, Heyman's factory was awaiting the arrival of an ash collector, and Fairfield's in St. Lucie was too on pause until new equipment arrived and was installed. Nonetheless, the 1952 sugar crop looked promising, with the Barbados Advocate announcing its start on this day, January 5th, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.